Title: Swing Saturate Deep Dive for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a proper Jungle and Old School DNB in Edits lesson in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, stock devices only. The mission is simple. We want groove plus grit, that rolling swing that makes breaks feel alive, and that heavyweight sub impact that feels huge on a system, but still reads on small speakers. And I'm going to be super clear about the mindset. In this style, the magic is not more bass or more distortion. The magic is timing, headroom, and controlled harmonics. So we're going to swing the right stuff, keep the snare confident, and we're going to saturate in stages so the sub gets bigger without collapsing your mix. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'll park it at 170. Now create three tracks. First, an auto track called Drums Break. Second, a MIDI track for kick and snare support, maybe the drum rack, maybe just one shots. Third, a MIDI track called Sub Bass. Quick vibe note, old school jungle often feels fast, but it's not stiff. It has momentum, so we're going to chase that push-pull feel without making it sloppy. Now let's get a break into live and prep it. Drag in a classic break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Click the clip, turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16th. Then set transient somewhere around 50 to 70 as a starting point. We're not trying to destroy it, we just want it stable. Now here's the move that makes swing way more musical. Slice the break. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Built-in or Transient as your slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices, and you can program and groove individual hits instead of warping the whole audio file like a brick. That's important because jungle swing often lives in the little stuff. Hats, ghosts, tiny pulls, tiny pushes. If you swing a whole break as one chunk, it can get wobbly fast. Cool. Now we swing at the DNB way. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. On Windows it's Shift-Alt-G, on Mac it's Shift-Option-G. In your browser, go to Grooves and look for something like MPC 16 Swing, SP1200 or any 16th swing groove. Drag it into the groove pool. Then drag that groove onto your sliced break MIDI clip, and also onto your kick and snare support clip if you've got one. Now click the groove in the groove pool and set some beginner safe values. Timing. Start around 10 to 25%. I try 18% first. Velocity, 5 to 20%, maybe 10%. Random, keep it low, 0 to 5%. DNB needs tightness, not drunken randomness. Bass, 1/16th. Quantize, 100% for now. You can loosen later, but as a beginner, this keeps it controlled. Now, teacher moment. The goal isn't hear the swing, it's feel the roll. If you immediately hear the drums lurching, you probably went too far. Next, we protect the snare anchor. Old school DNB wants the snare to feel like a flag planted in the ground. Confident on 2 and 4, or whatever the break's main accents are. So go into the MIDI clip from your slices and find the main snare hits. If the groove made them late and it feels like the whole track is leaning backward, you have two options. Option 1, nudge just those snare notes slightly earlier. Tiny movements. Option 2, and this is super clean. Use track delay for micro timing. If the whole break feels sluggish, try setting the drum track delay to negative 5 milliseconds. Just a little. You'd be shocked how much minus 5 ms can wake up a break at 170. Rule of thumb. Let hats and ghost notes swing more. Keep main snare and main kick confident. Now, we're going to add an extra layer of pocket, because groove pool gets you most of the way, but jungle feel often comes from a few intentional nudges. In the MIDI editor, switch to the delay lane or note delay view. This is beginner-friendly because you're not dragging notes off the grid, you're just offsetting their timing. Here's a classic pocket recipe. Keep your main snare basically on the grid. Push ghost snares late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Push hats and shakers late by about 8 to 20 milliseconds. And if you want that little engine kick pickup, sometimes pull an occasional kick a tiny bit early, like 3 to 8 milliseconds. And please, don't zoom in so far that you start editing with your eyes. Loop one bar at normal zoom. Listen and fix only what feels wrong. Usually it's like 2 to 4 notes, max. Alright, let's build the sub. On the sub bass MIDI track, add wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to sine, voices to 1. Turn on mono and legato. Then add a little glide or portamento, somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That glide is part of the old school language. It can be subtle, but it adds attitude. Now write a simple rolling bass pattern. Keep it in a dark area like F, G, Ab, or E, F, G, and make it talk with the kick. The biggest beginner upgrade here is leaving tiny spaces where the kick hits. We're not trying to hold one long note forever. We want motion. Short and medium notes, little pickups, little runs, then a sustain into the next phrase. Also, you can create push-pull without adding more notes by editing note lengths. Shorten notes that collide with the kick. Lengthen notes in the gap so the bass blooms. This alone can make your groove feel twice as intentional. Now we get into the headline. Swing plus saturate for heavyweight sub impact. Here's the concept. Twing creates movement. Saturation creates translation and perceived weight. But if you saturate true sub too hard, you lose headroom and the mix caves in. So we're going to do two-stage saturation. Stage 1. Gentle harmonics on the sub itself, just enough to make it read. Stage 2. An impact layer where we distort only upper bass in parallel, so we keep the real sub clean. Let's build the sub chain first. On the sub track, at EQ8, we're not going to high pass by default. Only do it if there's junk energy. If you need it, use a high pass at 25 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's just cleanup, not tone shaping. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Turn color on and set it around 1.5 to 3.5 to taste. Important coaching point. Gain match. After you drive, pull the output down so the volume is roughly the same when you toggle saturator on and off. If you don't level match, you'll always think more drive is better because it got louder. Here's a great beginner move. Push drive until you clearly hear grit. Then back off about 20 to 30%. After that, add another EQ8. If it got boxy, dip 150 to 250 Hz by 1 or 2 dB. If it got clicky or too present in the wrong way, dip somewhere around 700 to 1.5k a little. Don't do big cuts, we're just shaping the harmonics we created. Optional, add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you don't know why you're compressing, skip it for now. Saturation already changes dynamics. Now we build the impact layer. This is the part that makes the bass feel massive on smaller speakers without wrecking the sub. Select your sub processing devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. Create two chains, sub clean and grit layer. Sub clean is basically what we already built. Mostly clean, with a gentle stage 1 saturation. On the grit layer chain, first add EQ8 and band limit it so we don't distort true sub. High pass at 90 to 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Low pass around 800 to 1500 Hz, 12 dB per octave. Now add another saturator for stage 2. You can use hard clip or analog clip. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Again, trim the output. We want harmonics, not a volume jump. Then add drum bus. Yes, on bass. It works. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Keep it tiny. Boom. Be careful. Often keep it at 0 on bass. Because we already have the sub. Dab until it feels tight and not fizzy. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. Pull the gain down so this layer sits behind the clean sub. And here's the key listening test. When the grit layer is on, you shouldn't instantly think distortion. You should think, oh, the bass is easier to feel. When you turn it off, you should miss it. The mix should feel smaller, not cleaner. Now, let's lock the kick and sub together like a heavyweight system. First, sidechain the sub to the kick. Add a compressor on the sub track. Turn on sidechain. Choose audio from your kick track, or your drum bus if that's where the kick lives. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack fast, 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then adjust threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Indeed, NB, sidechain is often subtle. You're not trying to hear the bass pump. You're trying to make space for the kick transient and protect headroom. Now a micro timing trick that sounds more pro than it should. Kick slightly early, sub slightly late. Set the kick track delay to negative 3 to negative 10 milliseconds. Set the sub track delay to plus 0 to plus 8 milliseconds. Do this by ear. What you're listening for is the kick transient punching first, then the sub body arriving right after, like a physical hit. This is that system feel. Now, swing the drums without smearing the low end. On the drums break track, at EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 80 to 130 Hz, depending on the break. If the break has a lot of low end, you want to clear space, because your kick and sub are the kings down there. Add drum bus on the break. Drive 5 to 20%. Transients plus 5 to plus 20 for snap. Boom usually at zero if you already have a sub and kick. Optional, a very light saturator on the brake. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip-on. Just a touch of grit for that old-school density. If you want that latex, straight kicks roller feel, here's a clean workflow. Split your drums into two clips or two lanes. One for kick and sere support with low groove, and one for hats and ghosts with higher groove. That way the low end stays consistent and the top end does the rolling. Now let's do a quick arrangement so it feels like a tune, not a loop. Make it 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Drums plus filtered sub. Put an auto filter on the sub and keep a low pass around 120 to 200 Hz, then slowly open it. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in full sub. Add one or two quiet ghost hits for motion. Bars 9 to 12. Do a little edit. On bar 12, remove the kick for one beat and let the sub slide. That tease is classic. Bars 13 to 16. Add a crash or a ride layer. And if you want an energy lift, automate the groove timing slightly, like 15% up to 22%. Keep it subtle so it feels like rising excitement, not like the drums got requantized. Two extra pro feeling tricks if you want them. First, the one beat vacuum. Right before a phrase change, cut the sub for one beat, but leave a tiny bit of your grit or tone layer, very quiet, so it doesn't feel empty. When the full sub returns, it feels bigger even at the same level.